Hello, welcome back to Really Present from the Presbyterian Church in Ireland. I'm Will Leach, Christian, Presbyterian, journalist and broadcaster. This time, Really Present is all about being really present with God and with each other in our homes. Our story this time started on a wet winter's night with another journey.
Well, I'm off on my travels once again. The last time it was to a Sunday morning service in Ballymena. This time I'm off to Carrickfergus on a wet weeknight, and it's because I'm going to meet a family who put God at the centre of their home. So let's go and meet the Crockards.
I'm Jason, I'm 36 years old. I'm married to Hannah and we have two kids, Sophia and Noah. Sophia, who is 11, and Noah, who's 9.
My name is Hannah Crockard. I'm 36 and I'm married to Jason. And I've got two beautiful blessings of children, Sophia and Noah. I work as a kids coordinator in Downshire Presbyterian Church.
My name is Sophia and I'm 11 years old.
I'm Noah Cockard and I'm 9 years old.
We have lived in Carrick our whole life. We worship just in the church just down the road from us, Downshire Presbyterian Church. Okay, shall we say grace, guys?
Yeah.
Okay, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for our time together and we thank you for this food and we pray you bless it to our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay guys, so it's spaghetti bolognese for dinner tonight.
Yes!
Yay! I actually really love spaghetti bolognese.
Wee bit of cheese grated on the top.
Yeah.
No.
At home with the Crockards, an ordinary evening for a close-knit family. A family of Christian faith really lived.
Our faith is everything to us. Absolutely everything. We really, really try our best to centre our whole life, our home, our work, our church life around him and keeping him number one. So it's like, for example, praying with the kids in the morning before they go to school, praying at dinner time, praying with the kids before bed, praying together as a couple. Yeah, it's just God is just number one in our life, and we've always had that and always try our best to do that. And some weeks the busyness can kind of sort of get away and you think, oh, I haven't really done as much as this week as what I would have liked. But it's always about trying to claw it back and keep our eyes fixed on him.
So I suppose for us, it's things like starting our day with the kids before they go to school, just handing our day over to God. It's things like devotional time, you know, reading the Bible together or giving them time to ask questions that they might have. We start our day with God and we finish our day with God. And I suppose even just things like when we do have downtime, modelling what to them what a devotional looks like. You know, the fact that mum needs 10 minutes to sit here with her Bible and you know, whatever it is she needs to do. You know, that's precious time, showing them that that's important, that the day can be really busy, but that should really come first.
This is my dad's thing to draw. And then after this one, I'm going to do my sister.
Between work and church life, it is extremely busy. We just make sure that we have really good quality family time every week. And that could be on a Sunday afternoon, for example. So maybe just have 3 or 4 hours to ourselves where we just go off, go for a nice walk, take the kids on their scooters, maybe go out somewhere and grab a nice coffee, and just really, really important to have that good quality downtime as a family.
Whenever you have young children, life can get extremely busy and you have to be careful about how much you allow to be in their lives. That's one thing we've really tried to do as parents, to not allow them to be overloaded. You know, as parents, you could be constantly running about as a taxi, taking them to every single different thing that is on.
Let's do this one.
So I think for us, it's about working out what they enjoy most. and making sure that they get quality time doing that. So we're not crazily, you know, that so the kids aren't exhausted by the end of the week.
But the Crockards also play a big part in their church community at Downshire Presbyterian.
Yes, we have our family here in our home, but we would also have our church family. Having our church family is really, really important. And the fellowship side of things is crucial. And as I always say, now that I'm an elder for the last 3 or 4 years, I always say to people, it's always about doing life together. You know, about doing life together, about praying for each other, being there for each other, whether it be sending each other just a wee message throughout the week, how's your week been, or have you got anything I need to pray for this week? And it's always that family, that closeness. And you always know that we're part of many different WhatsApp groups within our church, that I know that I could message into any of those groups at any time or day, and I know that I have people there waiting to pray for me, especially no matter what life throws at you.
Because I'm the kids coordinator and because Jason's an elder, we do spend a lot of time in the church anyway. And sometimes the kids joke that they almost live there. They always say that we're the first ones there in church and that the last ones to leave. There's so many activities now for kids on a Sunday, the likes of football and different things for kids. And, you know, making it very obvious to the kids that we don't do that. The church comes first. You know, we're not going to allow them to go and play a football match just because it's on a Sunday. You know, we go to church and that's what we do. And I think that's very important just to kind of set that kind of boundary.
Sophia and Noah have got something out to play while we chat.
We're playing Grabola. So what you have to do is you roll these two dice and it's like a coloured dice and an animal dice, and then the first one that gets it gets to keep the animal, and the person with the most at the end wins.
Who's best at it?
Me.
So I go to youth. I once a month go out and help kids in King's Kids learn more about God. Then the rest of the time I'm in church, and we get a page with a wee clipboard, and we can write down things about the sermon.
Do you, though? Do you write down things about the sermon?
I mostly doodle. So sometimes I write down stuff.
So you're just the same as everybody else?
Yeah.
Every week I go to BB and church, and in church we go to kids' church as well, and it's really fun. Best thing about kids' church is learning about God and arts and crafts, and that's it.
In youth, I really enjoy going to it. We have lots of fun times. So we do games and we go on trips. We're going on one in February, and I'm going to go there with my friends, and we have supper and we talk about God, and it's just really fun. It's good because we're all really starting at the same pace. So I've known most of these people most of my life, and some of them go to the same high school as me. And it's just good, like, we can help each other out if we're learning anything about God that we don't understand. And then we can just share with each other, and it's just really good.
Learning about God with other people has just made my life feel so good. And I love it, and I love having friends in church that are my age.
Right, okay.
You'll get it shortly. You have to have a shower shortly.
Up you go.
With Jason and Hannah, we get to talking about raising a family in the 2020s.
The big thing, yeah, that we do in our house is we have 2 days a week each week, which are non-screen days. And we try and make sure that we have that time together as a family to do games, but to have fellowship. But then just to sit and, you know, pray together. You know, how's your week been? Maybe, what did you do at youth last night? You know, any questions? And really, God for us and our family is so crucial. Praying for them morning, night, throughout the day, at dinner time. Always making sure that God is center and the foremost of our lives. And teaching the kids to always be thankful.
This is not something you can just automatically will happen. I think it's about taking it slow and finding small ways you can introduce this until it becomes part of the fabric of your family, really. Often people will say to me, my life is so busy, how on earth am I going to fit that in, you know? But it's simple things, like we've said, you know, starting your morning off, just doesn't have to be this big long prayer. You know, it could be something simple like, you know, God, in my day when I'm having a good time, I want to thank you. When there's challenging times, I want to know that you're there and that I can talk to you, things like that. For a lot of parents, I know things like devotionals and can all seem a bit overwhelming. And I think it's important to know that, you know, there's resources out there.
They'll always be thankful, because you hear so much bitterness and so much disagreement in the world, but just teaching the kids the simple things, to be thankful for what they have, be thankful for the roof they have over their heads, be thankful to God for the food that they eat, and the school that they go to, the church that we go to, that we can go there and worship freely, because there's so many places in this world that we can't do that. But just trying to really build that foundation in the kids from a young age. It's that old story of building on a rock, on a firm foundation, so that we hope and pray that that'll last them a lifetime.
Right, that's okay.
And then when Sophia's finished, both of you can go upstairs after, okay?
I will never forget seeing my mum every morning, you know, before anything else happened. My mum would have been at her bedside on her knees praying. And, you know, that's, for me, that was such an integral part for me as a Christian. You do know how important that is. And I want that for my kids. You know, I want them to see that and to go, you know, that's why we're different. That's what how we grow in our relationship with God. That's how we develop our faith further, you know, and how important that is. I don't just have to do that on a Sunday. There's other opportunities throughout my week where I can be building my faith.
Sophia gets down to schoolwork, and we all reflect on lessons this little family is learning about being really present with God at home and in their church community.
So this is my maths folder. I have to do maths homework. So I'm getting my read book here. I need a clean page. Okay.
So we were listening to the sermon, and it was talking about God and how, even though we sin, he's always there. Even though we've been bad, he's always there. Even when we're just being absolutely silly, he's there as well. He's there when we're happy in good times and there when we're in bad times. And it's just good to know that there's always someone there.
I genuinely don't know how other families cope with life's stresses and just simple things like from your finances to, you know, parenting your kids, because there's so many scary issues out there nowadays. And I just think to myself, like, how do people without God, like, how do they cope? Because I think without my faith, I think my mental health would seriously be impacted.
They know these things for life. When they get into their 30s, their 40s, they'll go, remember that wee story from Sunday school? Or remember that wee song? So that then, hopefully, and through prayer, that they can bring their kids up through, because it's the future of the church.
My thanks to the Crockard family in Carrickfergus for their lovely welcome and their willingness to explain what being really present with God and each other at home means to them. This series, Really Present, will be back soon, thinking about that in the world of work. Bye for now.